right. Well, my next guest is a former member of Congress, former House Intelligence Committee chairman who worked at the FBI, a guy who also just got the endorsement from Donald Trump to run for the United States Senate seat in Michigan, Mike Rogers. Welcome back to the program.
Steve, always good to be here, my friend.
All right, so we have to address some blowback, I guess. A lot of people on social media and other places not very happy that you got this endorsement. Say you don't deserve it, in fact, because at one time you weren't with Donald Trump. So I want to address that. I want to address the criticism. What changed? What brought you to Donald Trump and him to you, if you will? And what would you say to somebody who says, well, you were a never-Trumper, or you said this, or you said that? What would you say to that?
You know, there's only one vote that counts in that whole conversation, and that's Donald J. Trump. And we've had lots of conversations and discussions, both with him and his people, about what we're going to do when we get to the United States Senate. And think about it. If you had one term left, would you want somebody that doesn't know, you know, where the bathrooms are, or do you want somebody the first day that can get in there and go to work on fixing the border, that can go to work on making sure your groceries don't cost as much as your mortgage every month, that makes sure that the EV mandates gets rolled back, can contain China, because I've done all of those things. And so, you know, family fights are family fights. I'm a call it balls and a strikes kind of guy. When I think people underestimate Donald Trump is that he wants people who are going to be effective when they get there, you know, not running around say, I love Donald Trump more than the next guy. So we're in the right place. We feel pretty good about working together in the state of Michigan to build a campaign together that is going to win this state.
Right.
It's going to finally put some sense back in Washington, D.C. Again, there's only one vote that matters in that. When you say a lot, I don't see it as a lot. We've heard people who were, you know,
yeah, maybe it's not a lot, but, you know,
social media.
Chirping around the edges, maybe. I've heard some of that. That's fair. That's a fair point you make. Some. Is it a lot? No, it's some. Oh, he's not Trump enough. You know, and I've said this for a while. I thought that the Never Trumpers were not in the right place. I think the only Trumpers are definitely in the wrong place. I only vote for Donald Trump. Well, in that case, you're going to allow socialists through the door. If you'll only vote for Donald Trump, then you're going to allow somebody that you don't like to continue in office. So I agree with you on that point. Let me ask you about Ukraine. I don't know if we've talked about this, because this is up again, and I see this in the State of the Union again, and Joe Biden saying we have to spend $60 billion in Ukraine to save the place. And then I see a $7.3 trillion budget rolled out where there's less than $12 billion total for border security. Am I the one missing something here? Because I don't understand that at all.
I don't. Would you have even believed me if 3 years ago I would have said, hey, you know, the Biden and the Democrats in Congress are going to throw open the southern border, and they don't care who comes in. They don't care if people rob your homes, as they are in Michigan. They don't care if they're sexually assaulting people or murdering people. They just don't seem to care. Of course, you would have laughed at me. You'd have, you know, went to the next caller on your call line. No, but I don't understand what their theory is on this at all. But I know it's causing huge problems. And I hear Donald Trump, I thought, came up with an elegant solution on this. He said, let's do this lend-lease program on Ukraine. They're going to be a wealthy country when this is over. Why shouldn't they have to pay it back? I think that makes a
I
lot
agree
of
with
sense.
That.
That way you're not – I do too. I think it's a great idea and a great suggestion.
Right.
And that's the way they ought to go down this path.
We're $35 trillion in debt.
When they're in the field.
Yeah, we're $35 trillion in debt,
exactly.
Mike. We can't just keep handing out, you know, free money to everybody. We see what it does to inflation. We see what it does to American families. Look, I don't think that Ukraine was ever going to win this war. I don't think they're going to win this war yet. I think that Russia's going to hang on to the Donbass and those eastern sections. Those people identify as Russians, and I think that's where it's going to end. Do I think that Russian tanks are going to roll into Poland? No. I don't think that is a top priority for Putin to get in a full-blown fight with NATO. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. And so we need to look at things that affect us directly, which is our border, which is an existential threat, which is China. China's a bigger threat to us today than Ukraine or Russia. Am I wrong?
No, I do think Russia. We have to be careful, Russia. Anybody that has nuclear weapons pointed at us, you probably ought to be worried about
it. Fair point.
or at least focused on it. And so does China, by the way. They have nuclear weapons, but China is trying to beat us in many other ways. So they're coming at us economically. They want to be the dominant economic power by 2035. And so think about what the Democrats have done. They have set up China. And again, this is why Donald Trump endorsed me. We've, you know, having a deep understanding about how we push and contain China is important. And having that person in the Senate to work with the president to get this done, really important. And so that's why I think all this other chatter, by the way, is ridiculous. But here's the thing. You think they want to dominate us economically. Joe Biden and the Democrats in Congress basically said, we're going to mandate a product where 85% of the processed materials that goes into that electric car has to be processed in China.
Right. No, I understand.
Now, talk about what they're and think of where China is. They're saying we're going to dominate you economically. We just mandated a product, or not we, the Democrats mandated a product that you have to buy that gives a significant win to China economically. And, oh, by the way, here in Michigan, the state and the federal government, thanks to Joe Biden, Alyssa Slotkin, and others, gave taxpayer money to build a factory up here, Big Rapids.
But all of a sudden, Alyssa Slotkin wants to do a background check on them.
This is the craziest thing I've ever heard. I mean, I've never heard anything like it.
Neither have I. Also, Alyssa Slotkin wants to do a background check and see if it's safe. After we're this far down the road, after she signed those non-disclosure agreements and everything else. Absolutely true.
You know, what do they call that? Deathbed conversions. I get it.
Yeah.
But I will tell you what. You look at the policies they've set in place, very dangerous for our economic and national security. And so we've got to get back there and try to unwind this thing and get us back to the arsenal of democracy here in Michigan, building things that matter for the world.
For us.
Including, by the way, a robust car company. You know, you can build hybrids and not lose jobs. You mandate electric cars, we're going to lose jobs here in Michigan. I just don't understand. I do understand it. I just don't like it, and we're going to change it.
RogersForSenate.com, I believe, is correct.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Rogers for Senate. Mike Rogers, always a good conversation. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Steve.